Faculty and staff echoed their demands for 100% of new state funding for the Edwardsville campus on Thursday, but the issue was not on the trustees' agenda and didn't get a vote. Vice Chair Ed Hightower, a graduate of SIUE, says it won't happen.
I would never support that. I'm going to just say up front, it's obvious the trustees won't support it.
In public comments to the board, Staff Senate President Ian Toberman says it's time for change in the way SIU divides the funding it gets from the state, which currently gives a larger share to SIU Carbondale.
You are trying to maintain a historical oddity that has no currency in the current world.
Toberman and others say growth in Edwardsville and declines in Carbondale must be addressed. SIU Edwardsville Chancellor Randy Pembroke says that change is happening with a more global approach.
I think you're going to have a sense of system that we have not had in a while.
He says incoming President Dan Mahoney, who starts March 1st, is already working on ways to bring SIU together more as a system and less as individual campuses. Pembroke and SIU Carbondale Chancellor John Dunn say the issue is that both campuses need more funding from the state, something they're hoping they'll get in this year's budget process. I'm Jennifer Fuller.